text 18 today. In the story of Maharaj Veena, yasya rashtre pure chaiva,
yasya rashtre pure chaiva,
bhagavan yajya yagna purushman vitaha, yasya rashtre pure chaiva, bhagavan yajya purushaha, ijyate svena dharmena, janer varnashraman vitae, yasya rashtre pure chaiva, bhagavan yajya purushaha, ijyate svena dharmena, janer varnashraman vitae. Please repeat. Word to word meaning. Yasya, whose, rashtre, in the state or kingdom, pure, in the cities, cha, also, eva, certainly, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yagya purushaha, who is the enjoyer of all sacrifices, yajyate, is worshipped
by the people.
Varnashrama, the system of eight orders, social orders.
System of eight social orders.
Anvitaye,
who follow.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The king is supposed to be pious, in whose state and cities the general populace strictly observes the system of eight social orders of Varna and Ashrama, and where all the citizens engage in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead by their particular occupations. The state's duty and the citizen's duty are very nicely explained in this verse. The activities of the government head or the king, as well as the activities of the citizens, the king or the government head is supposed to be the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and is therefore supposed to see that things go on nicely and that the citizens are situated in the scientific social order comprised of the four Varnas and four Ashramas. In the Vishnu Purana it is stated that unless people are educated or situated in the scientific social order comprised of four Varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, and four Ashramas, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas, society can never be considered real human society, nor can it make any advancement towards the ultimate goal of human life. It is the duty of the government to see that things go on in terms of Varna and Ashrama. As stated herein, Bhagavan Yajna Purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, is the Yajna Purusha. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 5:29, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam, Krishna is the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices. He is also the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Therefore, he is known as Yajna Purusha. The word Yajna Purusha indicates Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna or any personality of Godhead in the category of Vishnu Tattva. In perfect human society, people are situated in the orders of Varna and Ashrama and are engaged in worshipping Lord Vishnu by their respective activities. Every citizen engaged in an occupation renders service by the resultant actions of his activities. That is the perfection of life. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18:46,
Yata pravrittir bhutana yena sarvam idam tatam swakarmana tamaphyarchya siddhim vindati manavah.
By the worship of the Lord, who is the source of all beings and who is all pervading, man can, in the performance of his own duty, attain perfection. Thus the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Shudras and Vaishyas must execute their prescribed duties as their duties are stated in the Shastras. In this way, everyone can satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. The king or the government head has to see that the citizens are thus engaged. In other words, the state or the government must not deviate from its duty by declaring that a state is a secular state, which has no interest in whether or not the state is secular. In such a government, no one can be happy. The people must follow the Varnashrama Dharma and the king must see that they are following it nicely.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantakam. Vande Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathambitam Tam Sajivam Sadavaitam Sapadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Dalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsya Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nithinam. Namaste Saraswati Amine Gauratvishe Namah. Kanta Namostate Tapta Nibhasaya Nityaya Paramatmani Balabhadra Subhadrabhyam Jagannathaya Te Namah. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gauravrinda. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pankum Langayate Giri Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarayam.
Srila Prabhupada describes in the purport here the activities of the government head or the king, as well as the activities of the citizens should be so directed that ultimately everyone engages in the devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada is describing one of the key responsibilities of the king or the government head is to ensure that the Varnashrama system is followed. And everyone is engaged in their occupational duties and making their occupational duties a service to the Lord, an offering to the Lord. So in this purport, we get deep insights into the Varnashrama system. Why at all Varnashrama system is required? What is the key essential principle of the Varnashrama system? How Varnashrama enhances the bhakti in a practitioner's heart. All that and a little more will be the highlight today. So Srila Prabhupada explains the key essential principle of Varnashrama Dharma. And the key essential principle is the activities are so directed that ultimately everyone engages in the devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not just the power of expert management. It is not just physical strength. It is not just dexterity or hard work which can drive a particular community or a state towards auspiciousness. But it is this essential element of service to Krishna. It is this essential element of the Krishna Shakti engagement in devotional service of the Lord. It is this essential element of spiritual substance which make a community move towards the lotus feet of the Lord. And this is a lesson which we see the Brahmanas wanted to give Maharaj Vena. Maharaj Vena had strength. No doubt he may be intellectually sound as well. And maybe mentally robust as well. But then without that element of subservience to the Supreme Lord, all what was had evil intentions, as we have been seeing. And the purpose of this great episode. And therefore, his activities were leading to chaos. And therefore, his activities were leading to devastation. But Srimad Bhagavatam also talks about, or Srimad Bhagavatam also mentions that even if one's motivation is proper, even if the disposition of the heart is rightly situated, even if it is under the instructions of the parampara, of the great acharyas, still the element of purification of the heart cannot be minimized. Still, the element of working towards self-purification, molding ourselves, subjugating ourselves to the process of shravanam kirtanam, cannot be minimized. Or service, selfless service, Vaishnava Seva, cannot be minimized. So that means the aspect of purification of heart, to perform tapasya for the sake of purifying oneself, to engage in austerities and penances to purify oneself, is what in turn purifies one's activities, and they become an auspicious auspice. Still, the result may be chaos. And this particular principle is highlighted in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the 12th chapter, there is a description of the creation of the Kumaras and others. When Brahmaji wants to perform the very serious service of populating the material world, and in that way offering the new set of bodies to all the living entities in the state of deep sushupti, and thereby giving them a new chance. So Brahmaji is in anxiety for that. And then when he saw the four Kumaras, and Brahmaji is very excited that yes, the four Kumaras, the four of them, and four of them will take on to the seva of populating the material world. But the four Kumaras wanted to serve Krishna in another way. And with their deep absorption in serving Krishna, as a renunciation, out comes a small boy, but a ferocious one. Out comes Lord Shiva. And Brahmaji, understanding the state of affairs, an ideal king, and Brahmaji understanding the case, he says, okay. Brahmaji understood that the need is Lord Shiva. What he needs is the name. What he needs is a place. What he needs is a role and a service. And that is what will pacify him. So immediately, Brahmaji starts offering all these elements to Lord Shiva. And Brahmaji said, "My dear boy, you are going to have 11 names. Do not worry. You have a place value. You have a position." And he said, "My dear boy, Rudra, you will have 11 other names. Manu, Manu, Mahinasha, Mahan, Shiva, Ritadvaja, Ugrareta, Bhava, Kala, Vamadev, and Dhritavrata." And then he said, and then he offered him the places. He said, "Okay, this is your name and your place of residence. The heart, the senses, the air of life, the sky, the air, the fire, the water, the earth, the sun, the moon, and austerity." So he said, "Okay, this is your name, 11 of them, and this is your places." Because Brahmaji understood Lord Shiva is not an ordinary personality, lot of potential. So therefore he needed a lot of names and a lot of places. So the name and the place. So, and then, this is not enough. And then Brahmaji went forward and he said, "O Rudra, you will also have 11 wives. And they will be called as the Rudranis, and they are as follows. Dhi, Dhriti, Rasala, Uma, Niyut, Sarpi, Ila, Ambika, Iravati, Swadha, and Diksha." In this way, Brahmaji gave a name, many names, gave place, many places, and offered wives. And then Brahmaji is telling, "My dear boy, you now accept all the names and all the places designated by you and your different wives. And now you have a post. You are one of the masters of the living entities. And now you offer the service to Lord Vishnu. And the service is that you may increase the population now on a large scale. You may increase the population now on a large scale." So this is a very interesting section, that unless each one of us can identify himself, ourselves, with some or the other service to the Lord, with some or the other role in servitude to the Lord, and unless we find a place, a service, a position where we can offer service to the Lord, the stability does not come about. So here, the Rudra boy was very restless, and he was not able to. Stabilize. Everything was random in front of him. Unless he got this name, unless he got this place, unless he got some facilities, and unless he got some direction and goal. So this is what Prabhupada is mentioning, that the responsibility of a leader is to make sure everyone gets an absorbing role in the service of the Lord. That role has to be absorbing, has to be proper, and it should be directed towards the Supreme Lord. It should be in service to the Supreme Lord. So this is an aspect which we can see. And the role has to be as per the capacity of a person. So Lord Shiva, heavy capacity. So immediately he is given a very powerful role, a very strategic role. So this aspect is, so here in these two aspects about the offering to the Supreme Lord and the capacity of a person, they become highlighted and prominent. I remember at one time in our preaching endeavors in India, in IIT Kharagpur, so we had our ashram set up for students, and there was a big building, and next neighboring building. And there were around 40-45 students who were staying, attending morning program, and then doing the studies, and then doing various services and preaching, helping in preaching. Phase happened when this particular, you know, they're fighting for some or the other issue, my role, your role, no? But then there were fights, and to resolve them was a big headache. And people would fight. You know, this is my role, this is my preaching area, this is my contribution. What about my, you know, and so on and so forth. And there were a lot of fights actually. So one of the reasons is that. So then actually, remember all of our devotees, we were all actually contemplating and trying to figure out what's going wrong. It's an auspicious sign that there are more devotees in the base setup. But having more devotees, the setup is so unstable. What is the problem? The more the number of devotees, the intensity of Krishna consciousness should increase. But then, what's happening all around? So this was one phenomenon which we found. And delving deeply into it, after a lot of contemplation and guidance and discussion, there might then pass 15 years. There's people to look at the Lord for the long time. So then they're looking at each other. And then they're wondering what to do. So they start fighting. Because the head needs to process something. And there's no service to process. There's no much role to process. So then they're processing the finer details about each other. And then figuring out, oh, I think this is going in a subtle way wrong. And this is going against me and things like that. And there were a lot of fights actually. So I remember those days there used to be 2 to 3 cooks, you know, devotees who were exclusively cooking and they were paid for that and things like that. You know, from Mayapur, you know, devotees were there for cooking. There were 1 or 2 devotees for executing the affairs of purchasing and maintenance, electricity bills and all that. So then we understood, oh, this is the problem. The people are not able to identify with that powerful role. And being an IIT student, people need a challenging role. Because if the hunger is strong, you need more food. You just cannot be satisfied with one puri. You need the digestion is more actually. So the rule. So then what we started doing, first of all, we sent the devotee who was taking care of the maintenance and purchase. We sent him back to the temple in Pune. He said, Prabhuji, I think, you know, we need to create some space here now. So and then we said, okay, and then we started engaging these students. Okay, you go out for purchasing, you know, Sabji Prasad, you know, you go out for paying the bills, like that. You go out for dealing with the neighbors. And then slowly, one by one, we started sending the cooks also back. You know, we said, okay, go back to temple, serve the deities there. Here, I think there is a need for creating a space. And then our devotees themselves started cooking. And then you realize that 40-45 students in one setup is not a healthy place, is not a healthy situation, because the amount of services are not many, because it's just one setup. You know, one setup means one temple hall. One temple hall means only 1 or 2 devotees can clean it. That's it. You know, and only one devotee can do deity worship. 2 devotees will cook at one time. That's not one setup. So what we did is that instead of one center or one setup, we created 2 setups. So we made a plan, okay, we will make 4 setups here in KGP, one by one, and we call it, okay, Char Dham. So, you know, it started with, so that original setup, we renamed it as Puri, and then we said, okay, now we'll start the next one, that is Rameshwar. Because otherwise, what used to happen, when we'll have preaching programs for first year students, as soon as 15 boys will come and sit, everybody will understand, so the program is going healthy, you know. Now it's 45 Prabhu's class, no? Fine, no crisscross, no? Only crisscross, Vaishnava Seva, no fights, nothing. Here actually, that everyone needs that role. Now, having got that, the Rudra boy, in a mass head, but when he's, and with full enthusiasm, when he started, you know, in the terminologies or lingo here, full on, you know, when he started that way, so there's a very, very interesting section here, and it is so enlightening. And Lord Brahma, he's telling, my dear boy, stop it. Stop it. It will be better for you to sit down first and undergo penances. And in that way, everything will become auspicious. And therefore, Prabhupada explains in the purport there, Prabhupada says that, therefore you can see Lord Shiva is always sitting in meditation. He's always sitting in meditation. So we don't find Lord Shiva creating as the, you know, the default photograph or the key photograph. We see the photograph Lord Shiva always sitting in meditation. So that was Brahmaji's instructions. That yes, my dear boy, you first perform penances actually. It is these penances which will purify and the activities will become auspicious. The activities will become auspicious actually. So that is the aspect which is being highlighted here, penances. That one performs penances in that way, actually slowly one will be able to actually make his activities, make his intentions more meaningful. So in IIT Kharagpur actually, we see one particular kind of disease which becomes prominent amongst the devotee students actually. When I say, we have not seen this in other places, in India in our preaching, but especially in IITs we have seen this. The devotees, they develop a disease, you know, with full enthusiasm and everything. So their initial consciousness, they develop the disease, what we are, which is created on the plane, many of them start imitating. So we are most alert to find out even small traces of this PDS, because if it grows, it becomes incurable, like cancer. And if it goes to stage 3, stage 4, it's finished, actually. It creates a lot of troubles. And we have seen that. So I remember that we have been, now we are very, very, very meticulous. Little bit traces. In second year students, little bit trace we find that he is developing some sort of PDS, immediately we get alarmed. And the solution to that is what? The solution to that is like, so immediately when we identify, then immediately we give the solution, Prabhu, your seva is every day 1 hour vessel washing. That is the service. Vessel washing in the kitchen. Pot washing. In the kitchen, sabji cutting and vessel washing and nothing else, not even cooking. Because one goes for cooking, one may think I'm a big hero, I'm cooking for so many people in a great style. One may say, okay, everything is created. Now I will show my charisma, in how I put masalas and how I, So now one can experience some sort of heroism there also. You say, okay, 1 hour cooking, 1 hour vessel washing, 1 hour sabji cutting. And it works very good. World actually, that person's activities become meaningful when these penances are performed. So that is the aspect which becomes highlighted here. I remember that when I had joined ashram, so in Pune, ISKCON Pune, that time there was this 1 year course which was like the orientation program. The foundation course actually, to get one trained in the principles of basically deeper absorption in the deities, in the holy name, in Sankirtan, like that. So our schedule should be very enthusiastic. The whole program would start around 3:45, the morning program, because training time, training is more intense, than practice. So it used to start at 3:45. It used to start with the lecture. First lecture. There were 3 lectures in a day, minimum. 3 lectures in a day, including Bhagavatam, means 3 lectures in a day, minimum. And then there used to be 2.5 hours of cleaning. 2.5 hours to clean everything nicely, So every single day. And then 2.5 hours of either Harinam, or book distribution, 3 hours, three and a half hours of either Harinam or book distribution or temple kirtans, one of the two, one of the three, on the daily shift and all. And it was, and then book reading in the evening, that was another one. So the schedules were in that way quite intense, like that. The schedules, They were in that way quite intense. And I saw our whole batch, this was the first batch they were trying out, how it goes, you know, the training, the commando training or whatever, you know, like it was in that spirit, you know, the training was going on. And our devotees are very enthusiastic, the first batch. You were there, Prabhu, that time in Pune? Okay. So the training was going on. And after a few weeks, devotees started feeling very awkward. No mobiles allowed, no laptop allowed. And very intense training, actually. So, 1 week, okay, fine. 2 weeks, okay, fine. You know? And 3 weeks, okay, fine. So, one of the yatras in this whole, you know, training camp was like that. We had to go to, you know, Pandalpur. So, Tukaram Maharaj's place, actually. And generally, the culture is to go walking. So there used to be 30 kilometers of walking every day on Harinam, and 7 days, very intense. So our devotees are having a tough time. They were pass outs of IIT, computer science, electrical, biotechnology, NIT Trichy, and so on, you know. And they had been preaching, and they were like rock stars, and you know, when they would give classes, hundreds of boys would listen to them, and you know, they were like movers and shakers, and you know. And now what they are doing is, you know, it was... So when such a thing comes, actually, then when such a thing comes up, then after week, you know, some or the other devotee would start thinking, you know, who am I? You know, what am I doing? What is supposed to be done? What is the purpose of life? You know, they would start feeling like that. It was very intense. It was quite intense, actually. And some of them, so some even dropped out in between, said, no, you can't take it up, like that. I remember, as it was going through, it had gone more than 70%, around 70-75% of it. Yeah, it had gone around 75% with double spondylosis, and you know, it was a little exerting to do cleaning and other things. So I was telling Prabhu, it is, I know it is very good, but some heat, you know, something is, what to do. Then he said, don't worry. It is just for a few months more, you know? Just for a few months more, just 3 more months actually, you know, to go actually. Then I said, okay, you know, it's just few more months, no problem, we can do it enthusiastically. He said, this is not going to be the profile, lifelong in Brahmachari Ashram, don't worry, you know, like that. So I remember going through that phase actually, although it was very purifying, you know, without... But one could develop a very deep affinity for Srimad Bhagavatam, for the holy name, for the deities. Because when we are a visitor, we can come and go. But if you have to, if you are scheduled to be there 3 hours in front of the deity, you cannot do much. Because many times there are not many people also around. You have to focus on the deities. And because nothing much we can do. Because 3 hours anyways you have to be there. Better focus on the deities and sing properly. Chant properly. Like that. In terms of... will not create an auspicious effect. And this is one of the... So one aspect is the role is required in service to the Lord. The other aspect is that just the role is not enough. One has to constantly keep working on, purifying his heart. And therefore, one has to constantly keep working on purifying his heart, that we are getting that spiritual substance. Otherwise, one stands to dry out. It is just like, you know, small wells. Then people are drawing out water. Somebody is bringing a bucket, somebody is bringing many buckets, and somebody now puts a submersible. It has to be connected to a larger reservoir of water from where it is drawing water. Senior Vaishnavas, you know, are following senior Vaishnavas' subservience is what gives us that water, constant supply of water. Our activities of, say, Vaishnav Seva gives us that water. Menial services give us water. And if that is not the case, if that is not done sufficiently, then the net result may come out to be chaos. This is what we can see. Now, Another principle which gets highlighted here when talking about Varnashrama Dharma is that that when a role is given in the service of the Lord, a proper role has to be given. If the role is always proper, but the question is, the person has to be proper. So in Krishna consciousness, there is no such thing as improper role. But so the person is good, the role is good, the matching has to be proper, if you have to say in that way. Because if there is a wrong matching, then lot of entropy in the atmosphere. And therefore we see Srila Prabhupada is highlighting this Varnashrama system as so important. And the king's prime duty is to fit people properly in the four Varnas and four Ashrams. If it fit a wrong person in a wrong role, it creates a lot of vibrations. So, that is the point which is highlighted here. It's like, I remember one of the devotees in our Calcutta ISKCON. So he was a passer from IIT Kharagpur with good grades, 9-point grade, and had a sizzling career in front of us, in front of him like that. And transcending all that, he came and landed straight, his flight, landed straight in the ashram, the Brahmachari ashram. And he was very intellectual, very deep, very enthusiastic, good preacher, very nice devotee, So I remember he was given the service. So when he landed at Calcutta ashram, and then he was understanding that yes, for the mission of Mahaprabhu, for the sake of service to humanity and as a sacrifice to the humanity, everything apart, and fully I'm dedicating to the service of the Lord. And now when he came to Calcutta ashram, the service what was given to him was that he was in charge of the setup arrangements in the temple hall. So his exclusive seva was to make sure that the mics are working. For the kirtan, there are devotees, the mridangam is there, the kartal is there, the singer is there, somebody is there to clap also, somebody is there to dance also, like that. So this was his exclusive seva throughout the day. This was he was supposed to do primarily. So the devotee, he did that for 1 year. He did that for 2 years. Tones for hours and hours. And then he went to him and he said, what happened? And then he was asking the same question. Who am I? What am I supposed to do? What is the purpose of life? What is the mission of the Lord? So he was in a great trauma at that point of time. He could understand was throwing stones. A proper role. A proper service. According to where he can find solid engagement and absorption for his nature. So, and therefore, it led to a lot of instability in his life. So this is another lesson what we learn, that why Srila Prabhupada is reiterating that the king, main service is fit people according to Varna and Ashrama. Because the wrong person at the right place, or a right person at the right place, wrongly, mashed, that way to say, will create a lot of problems. I remember in our extension setup, in that Srila Prabhupada's Janmasthan, so we had nobody to take charge of the kitchen. So, and we were wondering what to do. Then another day, one devotee got transferred. He came from Pune and he was very enthusiastic. He said, Prabhu, service you give me and just, that's what I want. So we said, okay, wonderful. We have a service. There is a need. And he said, kitchen, I will manage. Said, Ma Shuchaha, you've given the kitchen to me. Now you see how it is rocking. And the next day he came up with the charter, Prabhu, because I'm kitchen in charge, I need to learn how to, you know, various recipes and this and that, you know. And then I arranged his learning. Actually, he went to Govinda's, he went to the restaurant, he learned how to make all the restaurant items and everything, so that, you know, he can take charge of the kitchen nicely. And we made him kitchen in charge. So what used to happen was that, now he was such a thing that, what used to happen is that, many times he would think about situations or simulate situations very late, at the 11th hour. And because of that, some things which are peaceful will become an emergency. And when this would come, he would handle it. Come dashing in, you know? And I would, you know, go to jump up, you know, in a bead bag, and, you know, my hands will fall off, you know, the beads, you know. The beads will fall off the hands, and I would be wondering, what happened, you know? You know, did the cylinder blast off, or what happened, you know? Because, you know, the japa time, you know. And he would say, and I would say, kya, what happened? And he would say, Prabhuji, you know, cylinder khatam ho gaya, you know. I said, cylinder khatam ho gaya, you know. But, you know, did you not keep anything in spare, you know? There should be something in spare. You should have an estimation of how many cylinders, what is the consumption. Because we're a fixed number of devotees. It's not a, you know, it's not a moving crowd. It's a fixed number of devotees like that. Another day would come and say, Prabhuji, so what happened? Sabji is not there. You have to come all the way dashing and banging into, and that also in the japa time. And this would be classic actually. Every single day spikes would happen. And it was too much. I tolerated 1 week, 2 week, 3 week, 4 weeks. Then I made a regulative principle for him. And the regulative principle was, I had told him that, Prabhuji, when it is japa time, you cannot come 1 meter radius of me, you know. Because it would be so painful to the mind, actually. So we understood that the person very enthusiastic, very sincere, the service very enthusiastic, but we did a wrong matching. We did a wrong matching, actually. So he, according to his nature, could have been engaged in some other service, actually. But we did a wrong engagement, and therefore it became and we had to face the heat, actually. So this is why the varnashrama is very important, and that is where the rule of or the service of the king or the government head is, in one sense, to create a place value where everyone can find absorbing service and offering to Krishna. On the other hand, to make sure that everyone undergoes, is in touch with the purification program and the right kind of matching. That is Varnashrama. We'll stop here. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Do you have any questions or comments? Then you can take one and then touch it.
So, is there any progress
implementation of Varnashrama? Where? In our society?
Yeah, anywhere you have seen or anywhere you have heard
about. Implementation of Varnashrama is that, you know, if we talk about Varnashrama as in the literal pillars, as, you know, is being described in the Vedic texts, that becomes impractical. Because there is no pure breed we don't get. Neither a pure breed of Vaishyas, nor a pure breed of Kshatriyas, nor a pure breed of Shudras. So that becomes very difficult. But in principle, these aspects can be followed and engaged. There are services which are more Brahmanical. There are services which are more administrative. There are services which involve more trading, business mindset. There are services which involve, you know, fixity. So what I understand is that the principles can be applied. And one of the things which we understood in our lessons is, or in our temple management, is that when we are deciding services for a devotee, then actually one should not be so hasty to just fit people because the needs. Because that may lead to a lot of entropy, and one may end in spending a lot of energy to set things right. And one should give a lot of inputs to that particular devotee's mentor, or the, you know, the mentor who brought him to Krishna consciousness. Because we see, when we bring a person comes new to Krishna consciousness, so the devotee who has brought him, he is able to see him very minutely, because he is seeing him from the first day. And such a devotee's recommendations of where he should be engaged are very valid. Very valid, because that can help one understanding the nature where the devotee can very nicely fit in. So this is what I understand, two aspects that we can follow.